92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Green Bay continues to mourn Wisconsin native Alex Preti. Connie Feldman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preti outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preti, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preti's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. It was there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Decisions from Congress on health care are now hitting Wisconsin families hard. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanou is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now rank 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better. You know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has 6 former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, not as warm today, with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, rain developing, low temps in the mid-40s. On Wednesday, a few lingering showers in the morning, then sunny, breezy, and mild with high temps in the upper 50s.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.